Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me,
welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Happy New Year, everybody. It's January 1st, 2015. We're celebrating New Year's as we always do on the show. Our 18th consecutive live New Year celebration. Thank you for being here. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. FaithfulFinances.org. Is that right, Gary? Did I say that right?
Financial Seminary.
No, Faithful Finances 101 is the book. And FinancialSeminary.org is the website. So check that out. Gary's a 16, coming up on 17-year member of our Brain Trust. Gary, we're talking about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. I want to read something from that article that you mentioned a minute ago. Folks, this is the article by John Reckenthaler what was that website again?
Morningstar.
Morningstar.com. The article is called The Attack on Shareholder Value. He quotes in this, and folks, we're talking about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. You've been hearing me talk about this for 8 or 9 years now. I don't mind saying, Gary, I was one of the first people to start raising Cain about this because I was seeing how it was hurting small businesses. That's, to me, small businesses were the canary in the mine shaft on this, Gary, and I was seeing that. But Lynn Stout, a Cornell law professor, said that the board of a corporation should choose to pursue any legal objective, including taking care of employees, suppliers, pleasing customers, benefiting the community and broader society, and preserving and protecting the corporate entity itself. Shareholder primary is a managerial choice, not a legal requirement. And I think she's right. And the thing is, Gary, I don't think doing those things precludes being good for the share price. What do you think?
No, that's exactly what the article says. If you take, well, let's start with this. The Economist a few months ago put out a special edition. Most people think we equate Europe with stagnation, what we call it, a weak economy. But the reality is the Scandinavian countries of Finland, Sweden, the Netherlands, and so on are doing extremely well. The Economist actually called them the new light for the world's economies because not only do they have strong economies, and are voted places like Denmark the best place in America. Our own Small Business Administration voted Denmark the best place in the world to start a new business, Jim. And not only that, but they don't have the unemployment and the welfare and all of the kind of things that plague America. And the reason is Denmark, for example, even though it's the best place to start a business, has the highest tax rate in America. And I know we conservatives don't like to hear that, Jim. But what they do is they take taxes, and if business needs to lay people off because the economy has changed, then they can do it. And
it's the only country in Europe that doesn't have a law against laying people off.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's called flexicurity, Jim.
But I will tell you, I don't agree with the poll about the best place to start a business. It's not better than America. I've been over there, and I've talked to those people, but I do believe in Europe is the best place to start a business.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. But it's also, here's the interesting part, it's also regularly voted the happiest nation on earth.
They're pretty happy folks.
And as one guy said, and by the way, Jim, on my website, I'm doing a new video series, education series for a couple hundred churches that's discussing all of this. And we go through, not only is there a disconnect between business, major business, and small business, Jim, what my concern was originally was the disconnect between big business and morality, traditional Judeo-Christian morality.
Right.
And big business has also become somewhat disconnected from many institutions like our churches, our charities, and so on. And so what we're trying to do is reconnect. That's all social responsibility is. If you want to use theological language, it's loving your neighbor as yourself.
Well,
Peter Drucker years ago wrote that the ethics of big business was no longer ethics at all. They had created a new ethic, which what he was talking about is this idea that all I have to do is take care of myself and let everybody else take care of themselves.
Well, see, Gary, that's what you're talking about is part, in my opinion, is the best parts of pure capitalism. And see, there is nowhere in America where what you just described and what I'm calling the best parts of pure capitalism, there's no place in America where that's practiced more or better than on Main Street. Because see, when we do business, the community benefits in many ways from a small business. And when we make a profit, we reinvest that money back in the community. The problem we got now is we got financial capitalism on Wall Street where they make money without adding value. And Gary, there was a time in Milton Friedman's day, if a big company wanted to make money, wanted to grow their share price, make more profit, they had to engage Main Street. They had to invest in the economy to do that. And that meant that small businesses got to play. We got to participate. We got to join the party. Today, because of the way the markets are structured, they can make all the money they want and never touch the rest of the economy. That's what's wrong, Gary. We're not getting invited. Everybody's not getting invited to the party. What do you think, Lastos?
Well, it's exactly right. 10% of Americans own most of the stocks in America, Jim. And one contributing factor to the economic inequality in America is the fact that these guys are basically saying, hey, I'm going to take care of myself. Corporate profits as a percentage of GDP haven't been higher than just before the Great Recession. And
yep. That's
what concerns me, Jill,
yep. Is
you got all of the money in the top 10%. You have to balance supply and demand. And if you don't have the demand from below to buy all the stuff that's in Walmart, you're
right. Eventually
going to run into economic problems.
There's going to have to be a revolution of some kind, though, Gary. It's not going to happen on its own. And we'll talk about some more of this with our good friend Gary Moore after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.